There was a clatter of feet on deck plates, and Leia and their new passenger entered the cockpit. Han spared the young man a look. He was drenched with sweat and gasping so hard for breath that he was almost sobbing.
What happened to you, kid?
The young man dropped into C-3PO's seat, his chest heaving.
Ran.
Where's your partner?
Destroyed. We need to go.
Suddenly uneasy, Han lifted off and spun the Falcon around.
Destroyed by what?
Energy spider!
Han's breath caught for a moment. He kicked in the thrusters and accelerated along their exit route.
Tell me you mean one of the new ones. The red ones.
No! One of the blue ones!
A chill of apprehension climbed Han's spine.
Not good. You said destroyed, not killed. Your partner was a droid?
Loader droid. We'd been hearing the skittering noise at our last station. We took off for our exit, but we ran into a bogey, literally, which killed our speeder and our lights, except for pocket glow lamps. The skittering got closer, and then we saw it.
Han couldn't see the young man shudder, but he didn't have to. The reaction carried into the young man's voice.
J4 told me to run for it. He charged at the spider. Last I saw, it had him all wrapped up, and the lights in his eyes were going dark.
Yeah.
Han put on a bit more speed. His sensor board alerted him to a new contact. He glanced at it and saw a distant blip behind, rapidly overtaking them. For a moment, he had the sudden fear that energy spiders could now outrun the Falcon, but the sensor board presented the pursuer's transceiver code as rogue.
Wedge, this is Han. You're probably already past it, but there's an energy spider back your way somewhere. Stay alert.
Haven't seen it. Saw a crashed hauler and a mangled lifter droid. I think it was the same one Drathen Forge was with.
Han glanced back and saw the name Forge on the breast of the boy's jumpsuit.
It was, but the kid's all right. Just keep your eyes open.
Will do.
Leia finished buckling herself into the co-pilot's seat.
You any relation to Inyuri Forge?
She's my great aunt.
The Falcon roared through the ruined cavern and into the tunnel beyond. As they exited the cavern, in his rear holocam display, Han could see Wedge's borrowed Eta 5 entering the cavern at the far end and following.
Han, this is Wedge. I see your spider.
Where?
On your...
An insectile leg, like hollow transparasteel filled with a sparkling dark blue beverage, came down onto the cockpit viewport from above and behind.
Top hull!
Han jumped. The reflex action might have carried him clear out of his seat, but for his restraint straps. Alana screamed, a high-pitched peal that went on and on. Drathen said a word that, had Han's entire universe not been focused on the blue leg, he would have wished Alana hadn't heard. The spider had to have come up on the Falcon along the tunnel ceiling. The creatures absorbed energy. They soaked up anything active sensors had to throw at them and could not be detected by such devices. They were nature's perfect predators, and now one of them was in reach of his family. Almost numb with shock, but operating on years of training, Han flipped on his energy deflectors and scanned his weapons board. Concussion missiles all gone. Lasers at full power. No, the power flow wavered just for a moment, then spiked back to normal. Ground buzzer anti-personnel blaster operational, but nothing could be brought to bear against the spider. The top quad-linked lasers could not depress far enough to hit something clinging to the top hull. Alana continued screaming, despite Leia's efforts to hush her. Leia's eyes were on the viewport above, and her hand was on her lightsaber. Han wanted to shout, "That won't work! The thing will absorb it and then all of us!" But he was too busy. The deflectors were not coming up, despite the fact that their generators all indicated they were in the green. Of course they weren't coming up. The energy spider was drinking in every bit of energy in its vicinity. And now the thruster engine skipped. A miss of less than half a second's duration, but long enough for Han to feel that his heart had stopped for the same amount of time. The deflector shields weren't doing a bit of good. Not true. They were still running. If they hadn't been, the spider would have been draining energy right out of the occupants of the cockpit, or straight from the engines, or both. Han glanced at Leia.
Increase power to the shields. Give them everything you can.
She leaned over her controls.
Tell me you have some plan in addition to more power to the shields.
When I do, I'll tell you.
Alana continued to scream. The spider leg raised, then hammered down again. It was joined by another, This one featuring a ferocious-looking backspike with a serrated edge. Even over the sounds of Alana's wail, C-3PO's voice carried from the transport's aft sections.
I say, sir, I'm not quite strapped in yet.
They reached a tunnel intersection. Han vectored to port, a hard turn. Being slammed sideways in her restraints cut off Alana's breath for a moment. Han could hear another cry from the rear.
I say, hey!
Followed by a crash of a droid into a Duraloy bulkhead. On the sensor board, the blip representing Wedge's interceptor was close, and his voice came across the comm board.
Han, I have a shot.
Those words sent a new kind of chill down Han's spine. A shot from the interceptor's twin lasers, missing the spider and hitting a ship's hull unprotected by shields, could punch straight through, and the spider was on top of the cockpit pod. On the other hand, Wedge knew that.
Take your shot.
The tunnel walls lit up red all around them. The Falcon's diagnostics reported no new damage. The energy spider's legs kept hammering, and now it heaved itself farther forward, its multifaceted eyes at the aft edge of the viewport, peering down at the living treats within the cockpit. Alana resumed her screams.
No effect.
Wedge's voice sounded as impressed as it did annoyed.
Swallowed up the entire blast. It's like firing into a Yuuzhan Vong coral skipper void.
Great.
Ahead, Han could see a shaft of brightness stretching from floor to ceiling. Sunlight entering through the operations access shaft.
Going up, Wedge.
I'm on your tail.